Welcome to Echolocation, the show that listens in on animal communication and features sound art and music inspired by the natural world. I'm Elizabeth Lowe Judas, and we're hearing the typical late summer sounds of my neighborhood in Greene County, New York. To the casual listener, these sounds may not be that different from the ones we heard during the early summer broadcast, which sounded like this. But while spring and early summer evenings were full of the sound of frogs, the calls that we hear as summer draws to a close are those of insects. We're hearing the sounds of crickets, grasshoppers, katydids, and their kin. Later in the show, we'll take a sound walk through the fields to enjoy the full range of evening insects. But first, we'll explore some recent news that features new discoveries about the plants that provide their habitat. Earlier this year, National Geographic published an article by Michelle Z. Donahue entitled, "Flowers Can Hear Buzzing Bees and It Makes Their Nectar Sweeter." The article describes research by Lilac Hadney from Tel Aviv University, who explored the ability of evening primrose plants to sense the presence of bees and found that within minutes of sensing vibration from pollinators' wings, the plants increased concentration of sugar in their nectar. The finding seems to indicate that the plants could distinguish the frequency of bees' wing beats and differentiate it from other sounds like the wind or birdsong. Hadney exposed plants to five different sounds: silence, nearby honeybees, and three different computer-generated frequencies. The plants exposed to bee sounds and artificial sounds at similar frequencies responded quickly by increasing sugar concentration, presumably to attract the pollinator to their blooms. Hadney's group took this study a step further by trying to determine which part of the plant anatomy was discerning the bee sounds. They exposed evening primrose flowers to a machine called a laser vibrometer, which can measure minute movements, and found that the flower's vibrations matched the pollinator's frequencies. In effect, flowers function as plants' ears. The study has opened the scientific world to a new area, which Hadney calls phytoacoustics. I'd also like to draw your attention to an article that just ran in the New York Times on August 26th. The piece is authored by Ellie Schrichet and is entitled, "Do Plants Have Something to Say?" The article profiles researcher Dr. Monica Gagliano from the University of Sydney in Australia, who blends scientific rigor with the wisdom of native cultures to increase understanding of plant communication. Her work suggests that plants can perceive running water and even produce clicking noises. Dr. Gagliano's controversial approach gives credence to the claims of native shaman that plants speak to humans that are open to learning from them, especially when the humans are under the influence of hallucinogenic or psychotropic plant-based drugs. Dr. Gagliano's recent research has indicated that plants are able to learn from experiences and alter their behavior as a result of exposure to stimuli. Visit the Echolocation Facebook page at facebook.com/echolocationwgxc for links to both of these fascinating news stories. We've been listening to music made by plants as presented by composer Mamoru Fukuyada, who spent 15 years of his career creating music based on the electrical activity in living plants. The compositions were created between 1996 and 2011, made possible with the help of the Plantron, which is a device that measures electrical fluctuations on the surface of plant leaves. The data was then converted into sound, and the composer reviewed the sounds to find musical patterns, which he used as the basis for composing short pieces that were grouped into collections. One of my favorites is the fourth collection from the album Patterns of Plants 2. So let's spend some time now listening to the music of plants.
Thank you.
You're tuned in to Echolocation on WGXC 90.7 FM in Greene and Columbia counties and online at wavefarm.org. I'm your hostess, Elizabeth Lojudis, and we've been listening to compositions based on the electrical impulses recorded from plant leaves by Mamoru Fujieda. The album, which was produced in 2008, is entitled Patterns of Plants 2, and we've been listening to compositions from the fourth collection, Patterns A, B, C, and D.
Well, it's that time again. It's time for the echolocator profile.
Today's echolocator is a flying creature, but it's not a bat. It's a bird, the cave swiftlet. According to Wikipedia, the cave swiftlet is a small bird that's native to South Asia, the South Pacific Islands, and northeastern Australia. They're dark in color with narrow wings and a beak that's surrounded by bristles so they can catch insects in flight. Their legs are very short, preventing them from perching, but allowing them to cling to vertical surfaces like the wall of a cave. And as their name suggests, they live in caves. Cave swiftlets are insectivores, and typically they leave the cave during the day to forage for insects and return to their roost at night. They're colonial nesters with many birds inhabiting the same cave, and they build their nests on the walls of caves where they raise their young. They're monogamous birds, and both partners take part in caring for the nestlings. Some species of cave swiftlets use echolocation to navigate in the dark caves, but while bats' echolocation clicks are ultrasonic, cave swiftlets' sonar is audible to the human ear. And unlike bats, swiftlets don't use echolocation to hunt and capture prey. They only use it for navigation in the dark. Cave swiftlets have another claim to fame beyond being echolocators. The nests of some species are built entirely from threads of their saliva that dry and solidify. These nests are often collected for the Chinese delicacy, bird's nest soup. Eating swiftlet nest material is believed to help maintain skin tone, qi, and reinforce the immune system. It's also believed to strengthen the lungs and prevent coughs, and improve the constitution and generally prolong life. And in some South Asian locations, swiftlet farming has become a big business. People create structures that mimic the habitat qualities of a cave, and they actually attract cave swiftlets to their birdhouses by playing the sounds of swiftlets. So the birds will hear what they think are other swiftlets and come nest in a colony with them. So the actual communication and echolocation sounds of cave swiftlets are part and parcel of successful bird's nest farming. So that's the latest profile of the weird and wonderful world of echolocators, the cave swiftlet, a cave-dwelling, colonial-breeding, spit-nesting, soup-making echolocator. So in honor of the cave swiftlet, we'll listen to a new song by recording artist Taylor Swift.
Thank you. buttons of my coat were tangled in my hair. In doctor's office lighting, I didn't tell you I was scared. That was the first time we were there. Holy orange bottles, each night I pray to you. Desperate people find faith, so now I pray to Jesus too. And I say to you, ooh, I, soon you'll get better. Ooh, I, soon you'll get better. Ooh, you'll get better soon. 'Cause you have to. Like the nicer nurses, you make the best of a bad deal. I just pretend it isn't real. I'll paint the kitchen neon, I'll brighten up the sky. I know I'll never get it. There's not a day that I won't try. And I'll say to you, ooh, soon you'll get better. All about me, but who am I supposed to talk to? What am I supposed to do if there's no you? This won't go back to normal if it ever was. It's been years of hoping, and I keep saying it because. 'Cause I have to. Ooh, you'll get better. Ooh, soon you'll get better. Ooh, you'll get better soon.
You're listening to Echolocation on WGXC 90.7 FM, hands-on community radio. I'm Elizabeth Lo Judas, and we just listened to a new recording by Taylor Swift with the Dixie Chicks from her newest album called Lover. And the track is called Soon You'll Get Better. And we don't usually listen to Taylor Swift, but in honor of our echolocator, the Cave Swiftlet, we thought we'd take a listen. And now we're going to take a bit of a sound walk through the pastures and farm fields at my home in Greene County, New York. And this is an evening sound walk to listen to the crickets and the katydids and the other evening insects that we talked about at the beginning of the show. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM in Greene and Columbia counties and online at wavefarm.org. This show is called Echolocation, and I'm your hostess, Elizabeth Lo Judas. We just took a sound walk to listen to some crickets, and now we're going to listen to the crickets.
Maybe, baby, I'll have you. Maybe, baby, you'll be true. Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me. It's funny, honey, you don't care. You never listen to my prayer. Maybe, baby, you will love me someday. Well, you are the one that makes me glad, and you are the one that makes me sad. When someday you want me, well, I'll be there, wait and see. Maybe, baby, I'll have you. Maybe, baby, you'll be true. Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me. Well, you are the one that makes me glad, and you are the one that makes me sad. When someday you want me, well, I'll be there, wait and see. Maybe, baby, I'll have you. Maybe, baby, you'll be true. Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me. Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me.
That was the band The Crickets with the song Maybe, Baby. And we listen to the crickets because we've been listening to the crickets, but we've also been listening to the katydids. You can hear them in this recording. They sound like they might be saying, Katy did, Katy didn't. You hear that? Well, in honor of the katydids and this late summer broadcast, let's listen to the song Katy Did by Anya Rose.
Sleep, I wanna sleep beneath the stars. sea. Feel the water on my feet and watch the waves go back and forth and forth and back and to and fro. But the waves carry me gently in the flow. And when I sleep, I want to sleep beneath the stars. I want to listen to the katydids hum their bars. I want to listen to the katydids hum their bars.
Thanks for listening to this broadcast of Echolocation on WGXC 90.7 FM and at wavefarm.org. I'm your hostess, Elizabeth Lo Judas, and we just listened to the song Katydids by Anya Rose. And she's rounding out a broadcast that focused on the sounds of late summer. And we also heard from actual crickets and katydids, as well as the band The Crickets with the song Maybe Baby. We focused on an echolocator in our echolocator profile called the Cave Swiftlet. And we listened to Taylor Swift in their honor with the song Soon You'll Get Better, and that's with the Dixie Chicks. And in honor of Katydids, we just listened to that song, Katydid, by Anya Rose. If you'd like to check out any of the references to any of the information that was provided on this show, you can visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/echolocationWGXC. And if you have any natural sounds around your home that you would like to share, you can message us from the Facebook page to get a recording to Echolocation so we can consider sharing your natural sounds on our next broadcast, which will be the next fifth Saturday night, and that's going to be November 2019. So I want to thank everybody for listening, and we're going to listen to one more song that was produced from the electrical impulses on the leaves of plants to take us out this evening. This is the 10th collection by Mamoru Fujiwara.